It's the Calcio FC podcast. We're talking Victor Osimhen today. Is he staying in Napoli? Unlikely. Is he going to Galatasaray? Possibly. Is he going elsewhere? We're about to find out. I'm your host, Dan Kansian, and I'm joined by my trusted sidekick, Serie A extraordinaire, Emmet Gates.
Thank you, Don.
Emmet, what's going on with Victor Osimhen?
Where to even begin trying to unlock this situation? I feel like the Osimhen saga has dragged on now for a year, year and a half. I mean, it kind of all started, if you remember, Don, when he missed that penalty against Bologna. Was it early in 2023, 2024?
September 2023, yeah.
I think that was the beginning of the end for Osimhen and Napoli.
For anyone who's not familiar with the incident that Emmet is talking about, shall we describe what happened?
So it's a match at the Stadio Dall'Ara in Bologna. It's Bologna against Napoli. Napoli win a penalty. Victor Osimhen steps up. And if memory serves, he drags it wide? Yeah, I can't remember. Either way, he missed. Napoli then trying to get down with the kids, Gen Z. They released a TikTok video. Essentially, it was supposed to be humorous, you know, making a joke and jest at their own player missing the penalty. Napoli won the game, but they were trying to, you know, market the TikTok generation. They released a video. It didn't go down well with Osimhen and his people.
I don't see why it would go down well.
Yeah, you know, and Osimhen released a statement saying, you know, how can you treat me like this, you know, from your own club. There was an outpouring of criticism towards Napoli and, you know, a joke made in bad taste, and this is not the right thing to do, especially when you consider that he was such a key ingredient of Napoli winning the title the year before. He was Capo Cannonieri, top goal scorer.
Because there was a racial element as well, isn't it? Osimhen was described as a coconut in the video.
Yeah.
So it was in poor taste, ill-advised.
Yeah.
Just bizarre that people do something like that.
What makes it more head scratching is that this would have, that video would have had to have gone through teams of people. It wasn't just one person who cut the video and put it out.
Yeah.
This would have had to have been signed off by multiple people and nobody saw an issue with it.
And this is a club that is owned by a man who's made his fortune in movies.
Exactly.
Aurelio De Laurentiis is a movie mogul.
Exactly. Surely someone should have stepped in and said, lads, this is that you can't release this. Even if you're trying to be humorous and whatever, like, no, this is an on goal of massive proportions.
Yeah, because I had thought this at the time, and I was surprised not to see it covered more widely. The impact that this video must have had on Osimhen's own teammates.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still like, you train, you play with a certain player day in, day out, and then you see the club taking the proverbial out of him.
Yeah.
You must have been thinking, hang on a second.
Yeah.
If they do it to him and he's scored 26
goals.
6 goals the previous season.
Yeah.
They can do it to anybody.
Yeah. So the next time Napoli took a penalty, whoever it was probably thinking, am I going to end up on TikTok here if I miss this?
Yeah, no, exactly.
So
as if there wasn't enough pressure in Naples to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. And their title defence, you know, in the aftermath, they were the worst defending champions in the history of the 3 points for a win era in Serie A. So this video essentially marks the beginning of the end. Osimhen plays the rest of the season. He doesn't do as well as Napoli in general don't do as well as the previous season. I think he gets 15 goals.
Yeah.
Napoli finished 10th. But in the December, he signs a contract extension with the idea being, right, I'll sign this contract. I will stay to the end of the season and then I'll get a move away. After 4 years, it's time to go. We'll split ways.
Because is the deal he signed, deal you just mentioned, runs until the end of the 2025-2026 season, and Napoli have the option to trigger that for another 12 months.
Yeah.
But are we now in a situation where the longer Osimhen is contracted to Napoli, the less money they're going to get for him? Because, you know, the release clause was set north of £100 million, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and nobody came calling. Yeah.
And now we're at the point where Osimhen manager said he's on loan at Galatasaray. I was going to say on holiday. That sounds odd. It's sort of, you know, that's not me doubting the standard of the Turkish league, but, you know, he's on loan at Galatasaray. And the figures that we've been seeing, you know, put out there on social media and like different reports, it's like you're talking about £75 million.
Yeah. So. I think the release clause has decreased from last year, 12 yeah. months on. So I think it is 75 yeah. million, I mean, or it's what De Laurentiis wants. Yeah.
It's not exactly loose change, but it's not.
Yeah. It's you're hitting, you know, a select group of clubs that could afford
yeah.
that type of cash. And so obviously he goes to Galatasaray and he's a very good, you know, a very productive season. I think it's 37 goals in 40 games in all competitions. You know, despite it all, Osimhen is still a very good striker and he can score goals. He's 26. He's in the prime of his career. You know, this is not, he's not Ciro Immobile going to Besiktas at 35.
And coming back to Bologna.
Yeah, and going back to Bologna.
He all goes back to Bologna. See, yeah. the penalty miss.
There's a common theme
yeah,
here.
Yeah, there is a common theme. So, you know, be careful in about 10 years. You know, yeah. you might see him being unveiled at Dallara.
So
stranger things have happened. If you follow Serie A, stranger things have happened.
Exactly. So he is a player in the prime of his career. There should be more of an interest in Osimhen. But I think a mixture of maybe big clubs don't want to deal with, perhaps not him, not Osimhen, but his entourage, his advisors. There is speculation that Osimhen has been badly advised over the last 2 years. That and a mixture of that issue and his price tag has kind of put off a lot of clubs. So basically, Osimhen is in a situation where there's either Al Hilal or Galatasaray. Juventus are circling, but they're kind of looking on from afar, waiting to see how the situation unfolds over the next couple of weeks.
Because obviously, I remember him being linked with a lot of Premier League clubs, which, I mean, I suppose it's par for the course. And the Premier League clubs are by far the richest clubs in Europe, at least.
Yeah.
You mentioned Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabian clubs can compete and probably outbeat Premier League clubs.
Yeah.
But Premier League, sort of glitz and glamour, playing the, you know, best league in the world, all the rest of it. But that seems to have died down. You know, you don't see the likes of Arsenal have moved on to different targets. Gyökeres, you know, Chelsea have signed Ferguson and João Pedro, and I mean, you never know with them; they might add another striker because that's just what Chelsea do.
Yeah,
City obviously they've got Erling Haaland up front. Manchester United don't sign players who score goals, therefore Osimhen is off the list. Liverpool, you know, they are stocked up front.
Yeah.
So are we in a situation where, in a scenario where this may be a sort of, I don't want to say a lose-lose situation for both Osimhen and Napoli, but have we reached the point where Napoli may have to settle for less money than they would have got a year ago, 18 months ago?
Yeah.
And Osimhen may have to settle to play for, and again, no disrespect to Galatasaray and the Turkish league, he may have to play for a lesser team?
Yeah.
Notwithstanding the fact that European football is pretty much guaranteed, Galatasaray is going to win loads of trophies, going to score lots of goals.
Yeah.
But as you said, at 26, just a bit odd to see him going out to Turkey, isn't it? I mean, Leroy Sané is similar age, I think, and he's gone to Fenerbahce alone. Yeah. But you look at the like of Edin Dzeko, who went to Turkey in like 3 years ago, and now he's back in Syria.
Yeah.
It just seems very odd to see Osimhen going the opposite direction.
Yeah. And as you said, Dan, it was a lose-lose situation a year ago because De Laurentiis had set the release clause so high. Osimhen's form wasn't the best in the title defending season. And it's the lack of interest in him is there's a reason why there is a lack of interest in him. And it is a situation where both the player and the club lost because Napoli were banking on gaining 120 million euros last summer. Didn't happen. Nobody came forward for Osimhen, so he had to go to Galatasaray because he didn't want to stay in Naples. So both lost. Osimhen, with all due respect, should not be playing in the Turkish league at 26. Edin Dzeko went at 37. That's when you should go. Ciro Immobile went at 34. You should not be going at 26. So already he's effectively lost a year of his career because of this situation that the player and the club find themselves in. And there is a real possibility that that could happen this summer, where there's a deadlock and it can't be broken. You know, there's a Mexican standoff on who blinks first. No one knows.
The other aspect of this, obviously, is, you know, Napoli have won the league last season. Antonio Conte was very vocal, as he's wont, about the need for signings. Napoli have moved faster this summer than they did last summer. Last summer, they famously signed Lukaku, Scott McTominay and Billy Gilmour after being thrashed by Verona 3-0 in the opening round of the season. Now they've already signed Kevin De Bruyne. They are closing to sign Bokuma from Bologna. But knowing Conte, he will want more players in. So do you think that Napoli are going to find themselves in a situation where we need to sell Osimhen and get whatever we can for him so that we can then unlock those funds to sign more players?
Yeah.
Or is it just going to be a case of we'll see this out through the summer and then we'll sell on our own terms?
Yeah, I do think that. I don't know if, obviously, as you know, Dan, Aurelio De Laurentiis is a canny operator and a bit stubborn on the transfer market. I do think that De Laurentiis has told prospective clubs, look, we want rid of him. There was talk that Napoli, maybe Antonio Conte had reached out to see if there was a possibility of him coming back to Naples, which was instantly shut down. Osimhen does not want to play for Napoli again, which is a little bit sad when you consider that the history that they made together. Conte could get, you know, world-class manager. They've signed De Bruyne. He'll score goals for fun. It's almost tailor-made for Osimhen to come back in.
And agent Lukaku, who may have to make way for him at some stage as
well. Yeah, and Napoli in the Champions League. You know, Lukaku can't play two or three games a week anymore. So it's, you know, the stage has been set for Osimhen to come back in. But he seems, you know, convinced in the idea that, you know, my time with Napoli is done. I want to move on. But he has told Galatasaray and Al Hilal, look, at 75 million, there's not going to be another loan deal. But then again, if we get to the Dan embers of the transfer window and Osimhen is still there, De Laurentiis may have to sanction another loan move, as happened a year ago.
Now, you said that Osimhen is not going to be playing for Napoli again, but does that mean that he's not going to play in Italy again? Because Juventus have been circling.
Yeah.
AC Milan as well were linked to him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which I found incredibly odd because...
Well, there were reports that Juve offered cash plus Dusan Vlahovic to Napoli Osimhen. And Vlahovic actually rejected the move. Obviously, this is speculation. We don't know for certain. But Juve have been linked. And obviously, Juve's former sporting director, Cristiano Giuntoli, signed Osimhen, brought him to Naples from Lille, tried to get him before he was sacked. So Juve may have lost a little bit of interest, but recent talk in Italy, recent speculation have said that Juventus are kind of circling, just looking from afar at how the situation unfolds. And if De Laurentiis is obviously selling players going from Napoli to Juve.
I was going to say, Vlahovic in itself is a very controversial transfer because, you know, the move from Fiorentina and Juventus, you know, two clubs, there's no love lost between those two clubs. Roberto Baggio must being the most famous case of leaving Fiorentina, almost like spiking
three days of riots in Florence.
Riots, yeah, exactly. But you get the feeling that there have been more players over the years moving from Fiorentina to Juventus, sort of like, if not a stream, but a steady trickle.
Yeah, Federico Chiesa, Federico Bernardeschi,
exactly,
Vlahovic.
Yeah, I don't want to say that Fiorentina become Juventus feeder club, but financial constraints have meant that they've often had to sell players, and Juventus being one of the few clubs in Italy who could afford to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay the asking price. Obviously, going back to Napoli and Juventus, we had Higuain moving, and that in itself was a momentous transfer.
And that transfer was 2016, and to this day in Naples, you can still buy toilet roll with Higuain's face on it.
They do not forget easily in Naples.
Yeah, I don't think Higuain has ever been back in Naples since.
I don't think he'd be very welcome, to be honest with you. But that was a time where Juventus were the dominant force in Serie A, undisputedly. Serie A was their playground, and Higuain was in fact meant to take them to the next stage in Europe, like Cristiano Ronaldo. Now the tables have shifted a bit. Napoli have won the league twice in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Can you see a scenario in which Napoli agreed to sell Osimhen to Juventus? And if they are, will this be a case of De Laurentiis try to sell Osimhen to Juventus and get him won over them by absolutely rinsing them?
Yeah, well, that's a very good point. I do think that De Laurentiis would rather not, because at the end of the day, you are strengthening, even if they bring the cash, you are strengthening a rival.
The optics are terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Admittedly.
So I do think it is. I have read that Juventus will pay 80 million. If they can't find a buyer, they will provide the money that De Laurentiis wants. They'll actually go above.
Yeah.
They'll maybe add in an extra 5, extra 10 million to sign him. So, but I think De Laurentiis would rather sell him to anyone else than Juve.
No, I agree. And you did mention that like selling Osimhen to Juventus would be strengthening a direct rival. So let's just remind ourselves just how good was Osimhen in Napoli, because his numbers are extraordinary.
Yeah. I mean, when he signed, he was, what, 23, 24? No, maybe younger, 21, 22. You could see the raw potential. Like Serie A at that time, he signed in 2020, I believe, the summer of 2020, the COVID summer.
Yeah.
You could, from watching him, you could see that there wasn't many strikers like Osimhen in Serie A at the time. He kind of reminded me of Faustino Asprilla, the gangly legs, the way he ran. He was like a gazelle. He could run for days. He was quick. He was dynamic. But he was unpolished. You know, he wasted so many chances in front of goal. And he was injury prone. He broke his collarbone. He went to the African Cup of Nations with Nigeria. He picked up another injury. He was out injured a lot. And I think De Laurentiis remarked that this was the last time that he was going to buy an expensive player from Africa because of the position of AFCON in the middle of the season. Players return injured, out of form, whatever. But then eventually it all clicked in the title winning season. You know, as we said earlier, he won Capo Cannonieri. He scored 26 goals. If you remember the goal against Roma, took it on the chest, knee, smashed it volley in the top corner. He had everything. He had height. He was physical. He was fast.
Yeah.
He wasn't technically brilliant. He wasn't as technically brilliant as Faustino Asprilla. He wasn't going to bend a free kick in the top corner. But if you played the ball into the channel, he had shades of prime Romelu Lukaku in that he could run, he could hold the ball up, run the channels.
I think I remember being watching Napoli just get the winning season, and someone in the pub, a Leeds fan, a friend of mine, told me, watching Osimhen is like watching a taller version of Yeboah.
Yeah.
And never made the connection before, obviously, but Nigerian. But yeah, you actually had the feeling of like raw power coming through the screen. Like,
yeah, exactly. And it just needed someone to
harness
that power. And Luciano Spalletti did in the title winning season. Osimhen was unbelievable. And he engineered goals out of nothing at times. He obviously had great service, Kvaratskhelia, Matteo Politano. But there was something about him. Serie A hadn't seen too many strikers like him in the last maybe 10, 12 years. So defenders didn't know how to cope with him. Do you follow him out? Do you get tight? Do you leave him space? Because if you leave him space, he'll run past you.
Mm-hmm.
If you go tight to him, the defender leaves space in behind, and then the other attackers go in behind the space that he's left. So in a lot of ways, he was unmarkable. He just caused havoc. And it's sad for Serie A that he won't be back in the league. Well,
yeah.
Especially perhaps with Juventus, who knows? But I think it is a loss for Serie A the way the situation has played out.
Particularly because if he is in fact leave, whether it be Turkey, whether it be elsewhere, and not return to Italy, that's okay. He didn't play for Napoli last season, but him leaving for good will come out on the heels of Matteo Retegi leaving Serie A.
Yeah.
Capo Cannoniere last season, the top scorer, has decided to follow Simone Inzaghi's path to Saudi Arabia, a path which, let's be honest, probably a lot more players will follow in the near future. So there will be two very different strikers, because I still think that Osimhen is a superior player to Retegi.
Oh, yeah.
Retegi had the season of his life last season, and it was superb. You know, we spent hours eulogizing him on this podcast for his goals for Atalanta. But yeah, it's a bit sad, isn't it? Two such prominent strikers, albeit for very different reasons that we've explained, leaving Serie A in search of, you know, I would say greener pastures, but probably bigger paychecks, bigger salaries.
Richer pastures. So be
richer safe. Pastures, yeah. Yeah, so Emmett, we're going to leave it there. Let us know in the comments what you think of Victor Osimhen's next club should be. Should he come back to Serie A? Perhaps to Juventus? Should he go to Turkey and launch a new feud with Jose Mourinho? Never one for diplomacy, that man. So let us know in the comments. And of course, keep following us here on YouTube, Instagram, X, and on DestinationCulture.com.